Display of hangar. In Chapter 2, we will introduce you to the system of an aircraft carrier of the Imperial Japanese Navy. Aircraft carriers allow airplanes to take off from and land on the ship. This is why they were called moving airfields. Aircraft carriers had special mechanisms to operate carrier-based aircrafts. First, let's look at the structure of an aircraft carrier. An aircraft carrier consisted of multiple decks stacked on top of each other. Looking roughly from the bottom up, the hull has the power engine, and above that was the hangar for the aircraft. And on the top level was the flight deck for launching and recovering aircraft. You can view drawings of aircraft carriers in digital data using the viewing terminal located in the center of this room. Feel free to take a virtual trip inside the ship to see what kind of facilities were located on each level. Next, take a look at the walls of this room. The exhibition room that you are in right now is modeled on the hangar of an aircraft carrier. A hangar was a place where aircrafts were stored and maintained. On the walls of the hangar, fuel tanks, propellers, and maintenance tools were placed. Those who toured an aircraft carrier at the time insisted that it looked like a factory. Let's take the aircraft carrier Hiryu as an example and look at the arrangement of her onboard aircraft. In 1939, Hiryu was constantly loaded with 12 fighter planes, 27 bombers, and 18 attack planes. These aircrafts were housed on a two-level hangar. The drawing shows how the aircrafts were lined up. An aircraft carrier was truly a moving airfield, equipped with facilities for operating carrier-based aircrafts.